Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I will tell you why the Reserve Bank of India suddenly raised the repo rate to 4.4%. In an out-of-the-cycle monetary policy review on Wednesday, the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee increased the repurchase rate, the rate at which banks borrow from the central bank, by 40 basis points to 4.4%, which will result in higher installments for retail borrowers. The MPC maintained an accommodative stance while focusing on withdrawal of accommodation so that inflation remains within the target of 2-6% going forward while it supports growth. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the monetary policy actions aimed at lowering inflation and anchoring inflation expectations will strengthen and consolidate the medium-term growth prospects of the economy. Explaining the rationale for Wednesday's rate action, the governor said, "Globally, inflation is rising alarmingly and spreading fast. Geopolitical tensions are ratcheting up inflation in the last 3 to 4 decades in major economies while moderating external demand. The global crude oil prices are ruling above $100 per barrel and remain volatile. Global food prices touched a new record in March and have firmed up further. Inflation-sensitive items relevant to India, such as edible oils, are facing shortages due to conflict in Europe and export ban by key producers. These developments would have ominous implications for emerging economies, including India." Das also said that strengthening of inflationary impulses in sync with the persistence of adverse global price shocks poses upward risk to inflation trajectory presented in the April MPC resolution. The RBI also hiked the cash reserve ratio, or the CRR, by 50 basis points to 4.5% of net demand and time liabilities, effective from fortnight beginning May 21st. This would suck out 87,000 crore rupees from the banking system. CRR is essentially the share of banks' total deposit that they're mandated to maintain with the Reserve Bank of India as reserves in the form of liquid cash. Reacting to the RBI policy, yields on the benchmark 10-year bond jumped as much as 30 basis points to 7.42%, the highest since 2019, while the main stock indexes, that is Sensex and Nifty, fell to a near 2-month low. Das' statement on Wednesday came ahead of the monetary policy review by the United States Federal Open Market Committee, which announced its resolution last night. It was widely expected that the Fed would hike their policy rate, which is the Fed funds rate, by 0.5 percentage point. The RBI in April had kept the repurchase rate unchanged at record low of 4% and maintained the accommodative stance. But the Monetary Policy Committee unanimously voted to focus on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation remains within the target going forward while supporting growth. India's retail inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, rose to a 17-month high of 6.95%, close to 7% in March, on account of rise in prices of edible oils and fuel. March was the third straight month of the headline inflation rate breaching the upper bound of the RBI's medium-term target range of 2-6%. With the international commodity prices elevated, the RBI expects the retail inflation to be even higher than 7% as seen in April. The RBI projected inflation to average 6.3% in the first quarter of 22-23 before falling to 5.8% in the second quarter of the current fiscal. It raised its inflation projection for the full year 2022-23 to 5.7% from 4.5% estimated in February. Economists, however, are calling RBI's move as a well-timed decision. Aditi Nair, chief economist at rating agency ICRA, ICRA, described the surprise repo rate and CRR hike as well-timed, as their own CPI inflation projection for April 2022 is an eye-watering 7.5%. She said that by advancing the rate decision by approximately 1 month, the MPC has focused on preventing inflationary expectations from unanchoring in an increasingly uncertain environment. She added that the MPC has displayed its nimble-footedness and clearly completed the pivot back to inflation management. She expects an additional 35 to 60 basis points of rate hikes in remainder of first half of the current fiscal. Another economist, Rahul Bajoria, he's the chief economist at Barclays, said that large intermeeting hikes hike from the RBI indicates that tackling inflation risks is now front and center. He also said that looking ahead, given the hawkish rhetoric and high likelihood of an elevated inflation print for April, the RBI will be front-loading further hikes. Further, he said that he expects the RBI to now deliver at least 50 basis point rate hike in the June policy meeting and sees the RBI raising policy rates to 5.15% by August and expect it will reassess macroeconomic momentum to gauge the need for the further hikes beyond that. That's all I have for you right now. I will come back to you with more soon. This is Shubham Batra, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.